Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And years ago, in Brother Robert's ministry, a young boy by the name of Willie Phelps, Oral Roberts laid his hands personally on over 2 million people. And his shoulders had to be operated on because of it. Well, I've had people say this to me, I don't understand that, all that healing power going through. Healing is not a reward. We have to believe we receive it just the same. Well, he did, but it destroyed the top of his shoulders doing what God called him to do. He had him operated on and just kept on going. And then he had appendix problems. He told the Lord, he said, I've had all the surgery I'm going to have. Well, he was in the hospital. And the doctor had an x-ray machine on him. So in his heart and mind, he just went to the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. You only communicated with me in giving and receiving. That can be translated, that word can be, receiving can be translated receipting. He said, I cash my receipts this morning. He said, I've laid hands on lots and lots of people. And he said, I cashed my receipts this morning. They stood there and watched that appendix go down right there on the x-ray machine. The doctor said, Richard, are you seeing that? He said, yes, I'm seeing that. He said, I can't hardly believe that. Richard said, I totally believe it because I know what he's doing. And then Brother Roberts testified to that doctor. Well, little Willie Phelps was there, just a young boy, and he had problems. He could hardly walk, and his mother was there with him. And Oral had just laid hands on so many people, and he was so tired, and he walked out, and Willie caught him. Are you Oral Roberts? Yes, I am. I'm supposed to be healed today. He said, son, I am so tired and worn out. I just really don't have any faith left. He said, I don't know about that, but I just know I'm supposed to be healed today. So he said, of course, his mother was there. And he said, something like this, you'll just have to do the believing then because I don't have anything left. He said, I don't know about that. I just know I'm supposed to be healed. Well, you can't turn that down. I just know I'm supposed to be healed today. Oral laid hands on him. He was perfectly healed, and he grew to be a strong, big man. And if I remember right, he became an attorney and supported Oral Roberts University, but he was supposed to be healed today. You are supposed to be healed. Now, I'll tell you something else that's exciting and how wonderful it is. And somebody just comes in and says, your bill has been paid. And that's happened to Gloria and I a lot. And so we were in one place, and in fact, we were at Applebee's. And we walked in there, and there's a booth in there that we just sit in all the time. And we've had an Applebee's ministry. I mean, we've paid off cars and just all kinds of things for people, and been all kinds of things happen. So we just walked in there, and I really didn't know these people. But I started to sit down over there, and I looked over there at him and patted the people on the back and thanked them and everything. And they said, "Brother Copeland." I said, "Well, glory to God." Well, I didn't pay any more attention to it. And so they left. Well, and the waitress came around. I said, "I'm ready for the check now." She said, "No, the people paid the bill." I said, "Who?" They said, "Well, those people that you were talking to over there a while ago, they paid the bill." Now, that's a wonderful thing. And we've had it happen a lot. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus paid the bill. Amen. He paid the bill for our healing with His own blood. It's paid. It's paid for. Our healings, our bodies are paid for. He owns these bodies. We gave them to Him as a living sacrifice. So, the thing that the Lord has directed me to do this morning is to go to the book of Proverbs first in the 4th chapter. Now, this is the prescription. In the 4th chapter of the book of Proverbs, In the 5th verse, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee, love her, and she will keep thee." Wisdom is the principal thing. It is not a principal thing, it is the principal thing, the wisdom of God. Amen. Now, you just continue. Verse 10, "Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." Now you come down to the 18th verse, "But the path of the just is as the shining light and shines more and more into the perfect day." One translation says, just keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter. "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words." Now, what does that mean? Well, here in Texas, we say, "Well, I'm going to tend to it. Well, I'll tend to that. I'll take care of that." That's what it means. You know, I'll tend to it. I'll take care of it. Now, attend to my words. Okay, well, that's first place. This word is first. This is first in my life. This book is my life. It is my life. Pick up your Bible. Say that. This book,
this book of covenants,
belongs to me. I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
This book is my life.
It's the Word of the Living God.
He is my God.
His Son is my Lord and Savior.
And He directs my life.
Spirit
and soul
and body.
Financially
and socially.
This book is my life. Now that's thrilling. Now lift it and say this. This is a book of blood covenants.
This is a book of blood covenants.
I'm in this book.
I have a covenant
of life,
healing,
healing,
wealth,
wealth,
protection,
protection
with the Almighty God.
His Son Jesus
bought and paid for this
with His blood.
Therefore, I'm healed.
I'm
well.
I'm taken care of.
In His name,
I have it.
And I'm supposed to be healed today. My son, attend to my words. My words. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, I have a cross-reference Bible here, and it has a little three out beside health. You go over to the center section, and it says medicine. This is medicine to your flesh. This is the prescription for healing and life. But what good is a prescription if you don't take it? You know, the doctor gives you a prescription, and after, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, you call him and say, "This stuff's not doing any good. I'm not any better at all." Well, have you taken it 3 times a day like I told you? Well, no, but it's sitting right here on the cabinet. What's the problem? You're not putting it in the system. I was talking about that time with that blood clot. And that night, the Lord said to me when I realized what I'd done, I was just quoting scriptures. That's the time He said to me, "Kenneth, the memory of a potato has never nourished anyone. You have to put it in the system. You have to put the word in the system."
Yes, sir.
Now, the 107th Psalm, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He saves them out of distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His word and healed them. What does that mean? The centurion Cornelius sent word to Jesus. My servant is sick unto death. They sent him word. Listen to Jesus now. He said, "I'll come and heal him." He's so easy. But that's what He was called to do in the earth.
Amen.
And people get all hung up on whether or not it's God's will to heal today. Well, healing, we do believe, Brother Copeland, that healing has passed away. Well, Brother Hagin had that problem, and the Lord said to him, "Has faith passed away?" No, and it never will.
Amen.
Well, God would have to change His name. He said, "I am the Lord
Amen.
That healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Shalom,
or your peace. I am Jehovah Rapha, your healer. That's who He is. I said, that's who He is.
Amen.
And He said, I am God and I change not.
Amen.
He can't change any more than the devil can change. That's just the way God is, and that's just the way the devil is. Hallelujah now. Now notice that. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. They cry out unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saves them out of distress. Well, now let's just stop here right now. If there's some kind of problem in that way or any kind of unforgiveness, let's just fix it right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is not a situation. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith in a little while. But right now, I'm going to turn over to Mark chapter 11. And we'll look at that. Jesus' classic teaching on faith. And the... In the 12th verse, on the morning when they were come from Bethany, He was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, He came, if haply He may find anything thereon. And when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, let's put that up in the Amplified. The fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as leaves. But when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. So that tree had leaves a little bit ahead of time. Well, He saw it afar off. And God over there and Jesus answered and said to it, He talked to that tree. Now, in the garden, the forbidden fruit was a fig tree. How do we know that? Because they took fig leaves and tried to clothe themselves. Can you imagine a fig leaf suit? Always beware of an artist that paints belly buttons on Adam and his wife. They're not there. God created them. Amen.
Amen.
And I've seen it again and again. And one time, David Weeder and I were in this beautiful place, and they're taking us in there, and they showed the painting of them in the garden. And he said, look at the magnificence of this artwork and so forth. And there they were, their little navel sticking right out there. And I looked at David, and he looked at me. There wasn't no way I was going to say anything to that person about that. Anyway. Now, in the morning as they passed by, so what did He say? He said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Count them, 9 words. And they went on to Jerusalem, and He into the temple, and He began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the table of the money changers, and seats of them that sold doves would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught. Now, this is the reason why. He had cleaned that sin out of that temple. Here's what they were doing. If you brought your lamb, your unblemished lamb, as a sacrifice, they'd find something wrong with yours. And they'd go get one, you'd have to buy it. Then they'd take yours back there and someone else come in and they'd find something wrong with them and sell the one you brought to them. He said, you're a den of thieves. He caught them at it and overturned their money tables. I mean, he messed that place up. Now, I want you to notice this. He went in there the night before and the day before and didn't do anything. He just walked through there and observed. Why? He went back that night to pray because he said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. They went in there the next day and came down to the bottom line. He preached. Now look at this. He preached and he answered and said unto them and so forth, And they came back in the morning. They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, and those are big trees. Peter calling to remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree that you cursed is withered away, dried up from the roots. Now remember, words are spiritual containers. Jesus spoke to the tree. He talked to the tree. He didn't talk about the tree. He talked to the tree. And then, and they asked him about it, and he answering saith unto them, have faith in God.
My name is Sylvia Murray, and I'm from San Marcos, Texas. And a couple of days ago, the Lord put in my heart that I needed to be here for healing school. I had wanted to be here all week, but I couldn't get off of work. So after work on Friday, me and my sister came on over, and I just knew I needed to be here. And he started to pray, and I've been suffering from TMJ for the last 2.5 years. I've been working with an oral surgeon, and he's been trying to do different procedures, and it hadn't taken, it hadn't worked, and he's been praying with me. And so he finally ordered a part made specifically for my size and scheduled a surgery to do a total replacement on the 24th of this month. But I was back there, and the Spirit of the Lord came, and I start feeling this heat in my mouth, and I started opening it. It was uneven, but I could open both at the same time. It was strong, and there was no pain, and I knew I'm going to cancel the surgery because I don't need it because God took care of it for me.
I don't have any more pain, and I was able to open my mouth wide, and I knew it was done with, and I'm going to cancel the surgery because I don't need it anymore.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to kcm.org/events for more information. God has given us victory in the area of health and healing. He'll keep you safe from virus, infection, discomfort, and disease when you follow the instructions laid out in the Bible on how to get healed and stay that way. For over 50 years, Gloria Copeland has been passionately teaching people how to apply the principles of faith found in God's Word to take their healing. Get on the road to divine health with your healing prescription package. Listen and participate in Healing School with Gloria's 6-message audio series. Use the scriptures as your prescription medicine to stay healed with the RX Healing Brochure and discover the keys to living well and having a full, healthy life with Gloria's mini book, 3 Steps to the Good Life. There is sickness in the world, but as believers, we know that our weapon is not against flesh and blood, and faith for healing will come as you keep filling your heart with the Word of God. Live symptom and fear free, confident in God's power to get healed and stay healed for a long, strong life.
Request your healing prescription package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. As a born-again believer, you have a covenant with God that includes healing. He guarantees you the right to enjoy complete health and wholeness. When symptoms of sickness or disease come against you, God has made provision for you to receive your healing. And that promise was backed by Jesus. Jesus paid the price for your healing with His own blood. The bill has been paid in full so you can live healed and whole. If you're believing for healing, I want to pray the prayer of faith over you and proclaim freedom in Jesus' name. Would you please bow your head? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you provided healing for each and every one of us. It is ours for the taking. Father, I lift up everyone, dear Lord, who is reaching out by faith. And in Jesus' name, we receive what is rightfully theirs. And we declare to you that we are healed and made whole. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, act, praise, move, use your faith as you believe God and His Word. Take the next steps towards strengthening your spirit. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have selected Miss Gloria's Healing School series to help you build your faith to be healed and stay well. This 6-message teaching is free and comes with a mini book called 3 Steps for the Good Life and a brochure of healing scriptures. All you have to do is ask for it and we'll send it to you for free. Go to kcm.org for all the information. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland teaches you how to stop fear in his tracks and believe God to receive your promise for healing. This is Dwayne Munoz declaring that Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.